Here we go on this Monday after the Oscars, last break of the day. Here's Steve with his closing remarks.
My closing remarks today is rather personal to me, as I'm sure it is with a lot of you when you hear the subject. But I want to try to encourage people to make this readily available to themselves. I can't even begin to tell you how effective this weapon has been for me throughout my life. How many times I have used this to help me, to comfort me, to soothe me, to guide me, to just make me feel like somebody's listening. I'm talking about the effectiveness of prayer. I want to remind everybody on a personal level of what prayer has meant to me. Now, I'm sure there are millions of people listening to me know exactly what I'm talking about. But sometimes you got to say it out loud as a reminder to yourself and just an offer to other people who might be struggling out there. Because everybody struggles with something. But every time I've truly struggled with something, prayer has been my most effective tool. It really is, man. The thing about prayer, the cool thing about prayer is you don't have to ask for nobody's permission. You don't need an appointment. You don't have to clear it with anybody. And I'm sure that, you know, people will share with you certain methods they use. But really, any way you do it, be just fine. You don't have to be on your knees. You know, if you want to, that's absolutely fine. But you could be on the public transportation. You could be driving. You could be sitting in your car. You could be in your cubicle. You could be at your desk. You could be at your workstation. You could be walking on the way to lunch. You can do it anywhere. So please don't wait until you have an available space or time. Because the thing about prayer and God, man, he's always available. The cool thing about prayer also, it doesn't require perfection. And what I mean by that is you don't have to have yourself together to do it. This is a big one that people need to understand. Prayer does not require perfection. As a matter of fact, prayer doesn't require that you come to pray after you get it right. Matter of fact, you don't have to get it right. You don't have to be perfect. Prayer is for broken people. Prayer is for people that are confused. Prayer is for people who are unsure about the next move. Prayer is for people who are grieving. Prayer is for people who are hurting. Prayer is for people who feel alone. It's for people who got nowhere to go, who have no place to turn. Now, it would be good if you used it all the time. But let's be honest. A lot of times we wait till something is wrong. It's best to do it all the time. But if you are finding yourself in one of these positions of being broken, confused, unsure, hurting, grieving, alone, then it's available. Because the thing about God is he's merciful. He understands already that you're not perfect. He understands already that you only come to him a lot of times when you really need him. But the incredible thing about him is he's always there. That's incredible. God is behind the prison walls. He's inside of hospitals. God is down at the funeral home. God shows up, man, when he needed most, when he's needed most. And it doesn't matter. Because let me tell you what prayer has done for me. It has given me comfort. It has given me a surefire way to get real answers. Prayer connects us to the greatest source of power available to man. I'm just talking to you real, y'all. I'm just giving it to you the way I see it. Now, there are people who can explain prayer far better than me. I'm pretty sure there's some people in that pulpit can give you a cold, cold definition of prayer. But what if you ain't there that Sunday? I'm just telling you from a hood cat that prayer has worked for me. that has got me through some of my darkest moments. When it seemed like everywhere I turned, they was against me. Prayer got me through it. Oh, I've done some things publicly, man. Lord have mercy, man. That I know would have crumbled me if it was not for prayer. Oh, I've had people talking about me that don't even know me. Ain't never met me. Just saying negative about me. You know what got me through it? Prayer. You know, when they all said I was just ignorant person on television, prayer. When I was being called out of my name, what I felt was unjustifiably, prayer. Prayer. When they lie about me, drag my character and name through the mud with lies, prayer. Prayer. When I was homeless and living in that car, prayer. Prayer changes things. Just use it, man. Stop being proud and use it, because prayer works. Pray. Don't ask nobody. Listen, don't forget to pray. Don't be ashamed to pray. And don't ever be too proud to pray, because prayer changes things. You can believe that. Y'all have a great weekend. It's already. I'm working this weekend too. Have a great weekend. Pray.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Okay.
Yeah.
We gonna pray.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit steveharvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.